Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I live in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. If you ever get a chance to hear him in concert, I encourage you to do it. It's awesome. He's a great storyteller. 17 till the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Amanda Elam is here. She's a co-founder and president of Galaxy Diagnostics. She's a research fellow with the International Diana Research Institute, part of the Babson College. She's here with the 2018-19 Global Entrepreneurship Monitor report on women entrepreneurship, global women entrepreneurship. And Amanda, thanks again for being here. In the last segment, we were talking about how 68% of women, just barely under the men's number, indicate they're undeterred by fear of failure. Now, Amanda, I've been reporting on women business ownership for over 22 years. I've had lots and lots of women experts, women who are women business experts on the show, talking about women and their confidence. And I've said 1,000 times, if I could give women one thing for their entrepreneurship efforts, I would give them more confidence. And all the women who've joined me have agreed with me on that. It sounds like maybe they're, women are gaining more confidence about becoming entrepreneurial and taking their company to market. What do you think?
I think we've seen a trend over the years. It varies a lot by country, of course. And the highest rates of confidence we see in some of the most developed nations like the United States. So I'm encouraged.
Well, I am too. This is very exciting. I mean, you know, one of the things that I'm hoping will happen, and part of the reason why this is happening is because of the what you alluded to in the previous segment, and that is some of the foundational resources that are available for women is giving them more confidence. For example, access to capital. Access to capital is better for women. The banking situation in America, for example, is better for them. If you got better access to capital, if you don't have to beg for capital, that's going to give you more confidence. There are the micro lending that's around the world that's helping so many women, disproportionately women, isn't it, are benefiting from micro lending. That's giving women confidence, isn't it?
I think access to capital has been incredibly important. I think it's an indicator, in fact, that women business leaders are being taken more seriously around the world. So historically, the problem in access to bank financing and the access to equity financing for women involved a lot of discrimination at the point of decision making. And so at least for banking, we've seen a huge fall off in that type of discrimination. Women still often come at the banking decision disadvantaged just because they often don't have the credit history that comparable men do.
Right.
Where we see the most discrimination still is really in equity financing, which, as you know, is high discretion decision making.
Right.
Their investors are often investing in the business leader as much as they are in the idea or market opportunity.
One of the things, though, we need to report, I've had women have reported this on my show before, when more than one lady on this show has said, I went to the venture capitalists and I said, why aren't you investing in more women's programs? And they said, the men decision makers said, because the women aren't asking me for the money. So, ladies, you got to get up on your hind legs and ask for the money. What do you think, Amanda?
Well, I think that's a really interesting point that you've raised, and I have a couple of thoughts on that. One is you talk to some male investors who've actually dug into the problem and looked more closely at it, and they've come back and said, actually, the women aren't making it into deal flow because it's all network. And if they aren't connected to people I know, then I'm never going to see these great companies.
They'll never get there.
These investors have gotten, when they've gone out of their office and gone into the community and looked to see what kinds of excellent women-led businesses are out there, they've been surprised. And they've thought, and then they're like, why aren't these in my deal flow? I need these in my deal flow. How do I change this? So I think that's incredibly important to understand that the way that venture capital and the way that equity investing industry works is that it's almost entirely network, and women and men tend to have very different types of social networks.
I think you're right about that. I would like to say one more thing about confidence, though. Men are more confident than they can justify. Women are less confident than they can justify. Women are more capable than they demonstrate in their when they come at you. They're more likely to hide their light under a bushel, and men are more likely to say, "I'm a lot better than I really am." And you and I both know confidence can win the day, can it?
It absolutely can. And I love that you have that insight, because I see this a lot across as I've taught over the years among my business students, right? I see that the men, young men, tend to, they err towards being super bold.
That's right.
But women err towards being super, you know, I don't know.
Conservative, discounting their own ability.
Yeah. And a lot of it is they're calculating the risk, and then they err conservative. But good entrepreneurs are bold and intelligent.
That's right.
So they're bold, but they also do those risk calculations, and you have to get the women to take more risk, have more confidence,
and be prepared. And Amanda, they got to be prepared to break something. Ladies, today go out and break something. We'll put it back together. Break it. Quick break. Tim Till, right back with Dr. Amanda Elam. We're talking about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor's report on women entrepreneurship. It's really important.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.